Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde with our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And now, as I mentioned before we took the break, we're landing in South Bend, Indiana, with the weather something like 18 degrees. And I'll tell you, that is what you call really cold. And Frank Palmerico will join us with our Notre Dame football report. Frank was the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And again, we want to thank Station Casinos, STN Sports App for the sponsorship of this segment, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. And remember, visit STNSports.com. That's STNSports.com for more information. Frank Palmerico, good evening to you. Championship game last night. Your thoughts?
Coach, first I just want to say thank you for having me here. We are extremely cold here. This morning it was 0 degrees, wind chill factor at 18 below. James and I were talking about it. We're rubbing our hands together at the same time trying to make sure that we have some feelings in our hands and our feet. But, Coach, a tremendous game last night between Miami and Indiana. And in some ways, when I'm looking at Indiana, I'm thinking about the Nick Saban Alabama teams because they play in a similar fashion. When I say that, what I mean is they have a culture of grit. They have a focus of not giving up and continuing to play after play, doing their job and not getting too high or too low, but just being consistent. Coach, the one thing that they have too is they have no breaking point. They never get to a point where they're saying, oh gosh, you know, they're just overwhelming us. They keep firing back, coming after you. And the thing that was really impressive that James pointed out to me was Miami's possession was 23 minutes and 36 seconds. And Indiana had the ball 36 minutes and 24 seconds. Coach, just think about that. If they don't have the ball, they can't score. So that was Indiana's thrust throughout the game, is to control the ball with a line of scrimmage. And by doing that, they were able to grind and the grit that they have as football players were able to control what was going on. So it was a very entertaining game.
Frank, I wanted you to know there were three plays in that game, and there were more than that, but three plays I'll never forget. The quarterback draw, the two fourth down plays, one of them being the draw, and that pass that Mendoza threw to number 10 on that comeback when it was fourth down. I mean, how about the interception? What a timing that was at the interception there at the end of the game. I mean,
Coach,
big plays, plays.
Oh, yes, they were great. I thought that Indiana was playing very well on all phases of the game. On offense, they were controlling the line of scrimmage. Pass blocking wasn't as good as it could have been, but the run game, they were getting the fourth down plays, and they were protecting when they had to. And then, Coach, on the special teams, they blocked that punt for a touchdown. That was huge. That's the difference in the game. You take that 7 points away, now it's 21-20. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen if they don't block that. But they did, and that was the outcome of the game. But when the end score, they had 27, and Miami only had 21. So I thought defensively they played hard and tough. I think Miami, why are they so good? They have tremendous athletes. I thought their offensive line was good as far as pass protecting is concerned. But, Coach, three times, I believe it was fourth and a foot or fourth and a yard, and they did not get it. So that tells me that Indiana's getting under those big players and pushing them back and not having them drive out where the Miami team, big, strong fellas, but they were too high when they were coming out. So that was the difference in that fourth down. And it made a big difference in the game when you come out to it. That draw by Fernando Mendoza was an unbelievable play as far as shucking and jiving through the line of scrimmage. And then when he got after the line of scrimmage, he hit a few people and spun and then dove. I mean, he was really committed to making that touchdown. The great play last year for Notre Dame was Jeremiah Love against Penn State. He made an unbelievable play. He got stopped by about three guys, but kept spinning and rolling, and he made it to the touchdown. And that was, I say, this play by Mendoza was similar in being a spectacular play. And it really made the difference in the outcome of the game, too.
I'll tell you what, that could be the play of the year as far as the effort. I mean, the guy sold out. I mean, he put his career on the line, the whole thing. He would not be denied. He was going to get there, and he found a way to get there, Frank.
Yes, Coach, and it shows why he was the MVP of the game. It also shows why he also won the Heisman Trophy. He doesn't woo you tremendously with his stats. He only had 186 yards passing, but he had no interceptions, and he had that spectacular run. The fella is a leader. As James and I were talking about it, and we say, what is the missing link about Mendoza? Mendoza is a leader. He has confidence. He has poise. He knows exactly how to play. He throws a beautiful pass. And I like the way they, with number 80, Becker, a couple of times in the fourth quarter, it was fourth and about six or so. And what he would do is he'd throw the ball short. And I think it was prearranged because Becker would always come back and catch it and leave the great athlete at corner that Miami had going back the other way down the field as opposed to coming back and trying to block the pass. But it was a great play. A number of times they did that. And you got to take your hat off to Indiana for their consistency and their grit. They played a tremendous game.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame football report, brought to us by SDN Sports App, Station Casinos, SDN Sports App. Frank, I want to ask you now, I'm going to get into this. Marcus Freeman was on game day and they started the show. That sort of surprised me. Were you surprised?
A little bit, but I was glad that he was there. I thought he did an excellent job. He spoke very well, and he had his thoughts together. I thought it was interesting when they asked him who they thought was going to win. Of course, you live in the state of Indiana, and Indiana's playing, but you're also going to play Miami next year, so you don't want to have any kind of bulletin board for Miami to paste up there that's saying that, oh, we're going to beat Miami next year. So he picked Miami to win that game. But I think he knows Miami, and he knows Miami has tremendous athletes, and he felt that maybe they could give the one team that could give Indiana a run for their money, and they did. But I tell you what, they didn't play error-free, and Indiana did. When you talk about a blocked field, punt, and also the interception at the end was a spectacular play by Sharp to end the game. So it was really something.
It was a great game, and, Miami's a little chippy and had some penalties they shouldn't have had, and I think there was some penalties they didn't call. They're really targeting. They knew they had to take Mendoza down, and I think they got away with Love. That's a game of football. We all know that. I just wish the officials would be more consistent on their calls and plays. Now, what's happening in Notre Dame when it's 18 degrees below zero? How do you get to class, and where's your workouts being held?
Well, Coach, they have beautiful indoor facilities, and Notre Dame right now they're starting their workouts for the spring ball, and there's guys coming in from the portal. We have two from Ohio State receivers, Graham and Porter. They were five stars in high school, and one is a sophomore, one is a junior. We have two great defensive tackles coming in, Gray from Oregon. Coach, listen to this. 6'5", 360 pounds. So he's going to plug up that middle pretty good. And then there's one from Pitt called Brewer, and he's a junior. He's a very active, athletic defensive tackle. So they're getting the kind of people that they need. They also got a kicker from Purdue in regards to their field goal kicking. So they're kind of plugging some of their holes. They have some other people. They have a defensive end that's coming in from Alabama named Keeley, who's a good one too. But coach, I tell you, it's a whole different world now with the portal. You wonder where these young kids that sign with Notre Dame. We got great ones with Joey O'Brien, Rodney Durham, and Adams coming in from Maryland, Premer, a tight end from Kansas, and Grubbs, Noah Grubbs, a quarterback from St. Mary's Lake in Florida. You know, they're going to have to sit and wait their turn in a lot of ways because people want to win now. And when you have that kind of situation, it's hard to push people in there. Last year, they played C.J. Carr, I think out of necessity, because he was showing he was better than the competition we had at Notre Dame. So he was able to play as a redshirt freshman. But I don't think that's going to happen a lot. And now when you have the portal to fill these skill positions, it's going to change the way people are going from season to season. You know, one of the questions I've been asked in a number of radio shows that I've been in, are these kids going to school? And I would say at Notre Dame is the one I know the most. I believe the majority of the student athletes at Notre Dame are going to school. They are working towards getting their degree. And the ones that may not be going to class are graduate students that come to Notre Dame. They may be taking a class online, or they may have some kind of arrangement. I don't know. But I think the important thing, though, is that most of the kids that are coming to Notre Dame are working towards their degree. And that's the selling point that Marcus Freeman uses. You come to Notre Dame, you get your degree, and then you're equipped to go out into the business world. You are equipped to speak well. You are also equipped to think well and be able to socialize with people in a very professional way. So that's what the selling point for Marcus Freeman is to the young athletes that are coming to Notre Dame. And of course, money is enticing them nowadays too. But there's also that other carrot that is an important one. And I think Notre Dame alumni really hold their hats on that because they try to help each other and they want to make a difference in what's going on in the world. And if that message gets to the player, if he stays for 4 years, it makes a very nice product that is coming out of Notre Dame.
Well, Frank, I want to thank you, of course, and I want to thank James. Without James and you, we don't have a Notre Dame football report. I want to wish you a great week. Next week, we'll be back with our final segment of the year, and I'm looking forward to not only that, but next year, Frank, when the Irish start their season, and who do they open with, Miami?
No, they do not. They open at Wisconsin, and we can talk about that next week, but they open Wisconsin in Lambeau Field. Which should be a great venue. Coach, just a quick shout out to Coley, Mike, and Katie Conklin, who live here in South Bend, Indiana, and they listen to our show every week. So we want to just recognize them for their cheering for us every week.
Well, thank you very much for listening. I suggest to all of you back there in South Bend, please stay inside. Frank, please don't take your dogs for a walk. Please just stay inside and put another log on the fire, okay?
Coach, 2 to 4 tonight, 2 to 4 inches tonight. So we're hunkering down, but it's okay. We're used to this kind of stuff.
18 degrees below zero. Frank Pomerico with our Notre Dame football report. Brought to us all by Station Casino's STN Sports app. The most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. And again, I want to just shout out and tell all of you out there, get ready for a night of love and music. The annual Love Affair returns to the Orleans Arena with Blackstreet and Genuine, plus Baby Bash, MC Magic, and more. February the 7th, 2026. Get your tickets now at OrleansArena.com. I'm Harvey Hyde with our Coors Sports Topic Show. We'll take this short time out, and then Chuck Hayes will join us back. Let's talk a little bit about NFL football. Buckle up.